The AccuWeather forecast, generally cloudy, windy today, high only near 50. Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan officially became the Speaker of the House of Representatives this morning. He got 236 votes, well over the majority that was needed. The 45-year-old Janesville Republican speaking about a lot of work that needs to be done and how, in his words, nothing could stir the heart more than real concrete results.
The cynics will scoff. They'll say it's not possible. You better believe we're going to try. We will not duck the tough issues. We will take them head on. We are going to do all we can do so that working people get their strength back and people not working get their lives back.
Ryan talking about not hiding differences on issues, but having honest, open discussion. He ended his comments with, "You have done me a great honor. The people of this country have done us a great honor. Now let's prove ourselves worthy of it." His state assembly district includes part of Northwest Racine County. Representative Dave Craig again proposing legislation to require that local governments vote in support of proposed roundabout projects for them to become reality.
I am not an opponent of roundabouts, despite what you may have heard in the media. I firmly believe that they do work well in certain instances.
That bill had a public hearing before the Assembly Transportation Committee. He introduced a similar bill in the last legislative session, but it went nowhere. In western Kenosha County, the Silver Lake branch of the community library system on South Cogswell Drive is going to be closing December 12th due to limited use and lack of space. The two-story building was only supposed to be temporary, according to the Kenosha News, which says some of the current programming will continue, like Children's Story Hour at the Silver Lake Village Hall. The library board deciding to close that site in 6 weeks based on use versus cost figures. The community library system has other locations, including Twin Lakes and in Salem. Site and operational plans for a couple of projects at the We Energies power plant in Pleasant Prairie got approved this week by the Village Plan Commission. One involves additional sand filters to a wastewater treatment system. The second, the installation of a chemical feed system for controlling mercury emissions. Work on each expected to begin soon. Meanwhile, the chemical feed system project should be done by late December, early June of next year, the target date for completing the sand filter project. A lot on the agenda yet for the city of Burlington before the end of the year, including plans for 2016 and beyond, and a visit from Santa Claus in about a month. On WRJN's Community Conversation, Mayor Bob Miller said that while the new budget's going to be put to bed by the council soon, there are other matters geared at the city's future that still need some attention.
We'll be starting a financial plan study to set out the financial goals for the city for the next several years. We have the community pool that needs to be looked at and addressed, and we've made some strides on that as well. Talking about maybe a joint government facility of some sort, a collaboration of multiple jurisdictions all in one place here in the city, and just all kinds of things on the horizon.
Mayor Miller noting that the city can host a big-time event like Chocolate Fest with thousands of people, but still maintain and protect the smaller community setting that so many residents like. He's been the mayor of Burlington now for 8 years, as he may do just one more two-year term. He's also inviting everybody to Burlington's December 4th Christmas parade, including the tree lighting ceremony afterward. And there's a new ranking of the best college dorms around the country on the website Niche, based on quality, safety, cost of on-campus housing itself. Student reviews, no Wisconsin school making the top 50. Over 1,700 were reviewed. The top dorm in the Badger State, Maranatha Baptist College in Watertown. Tops in the country, Washington University in St. Louis. After Maranatha, it's UW-La Crosse, Wisconsin Lutheran College, UW-Stout, and El Verno College. Parkside dorms are 21st in the state ranking. UWM's are 23rd. The Carthage dorms show up at number 30. The faith-based group Wisdom has been awarded a 5-year, $1 million impact grant by the Wisconsin Partnership Project to fund an effort to build a strong organization of formerly incarcerated people to become a voice for criminal justice reform in Wisconsin. Wisdom includes the group Racine Interfaith Coalition, plus Kenosha's CUSH. They'll be working with experts in public health to analyze the public health implications of criminal justice policy and to seek reforms that'll build healthier families and communities. The effort to be led by the group EXPO, which is Ex-Prisoners Organizing. The Racine Police Department announcing a 22% reduction in the number of burglaries in the city this year when you compare it to 2014. The department crediting an initiative announced earlier this year by Police Chief Art Howell.
According to the department, through community efforts and those of the RPD's officers and investigators, more than 20 people have been arrested for burglary offenses over the past 2 months, some of them facing multiple charges. However, with an increase in burglaries often reported toward the end of the year during the holiday season, the department is urging residents to take precautions. In addition to reducing burglaries, Chief Howell's Focus on Five initiative includes heroin and human trafficking, the recovery of illegal firearms, and robbery reduction. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
A grand jury in Lake County, Illinois has indicted 43-year-old Kenosha resident David Broxham for the September 27th shooting death of his ex-wife in Gurnee. Bond is $3 million on the charge of first-degree murder. Broxham's next court date is November 3rd. He and his ex-wife had been going through a divorce at the time of the incidents. Time Warner Cable, which is being acquired by Charter Communications in a deal expected to close by the end of this year, posting third-quarter numbers better than Wall Street expectations. Earnings of $1.62 per share, beating the $1.57 the experts had been forecasting. Residents of Racine, Kenosha, and Milwaukee counties who've got insurance from Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield through the federal exchanges are going to be losing that coverage at the end of the year. Anthem deciding to pull out of the individual health care exchanges in three counties and cut back on the number of available exchanges in 34 others. The move going to force those affected to choose a new insurance carrier before December 15th to make sure they have continuous coverage. Healthcare open enrollment, by the way, opens on Sunday. Tomorrow morning, the Racine Unified School District connecting educators with area employers, all part of the new initiative at Getting Businesses Qualified Workers. From 8:30 to 11:30 a.m., every high school teacher, counselor, and administrator is going to be at a business or related organization to learn about their daily operations and 21st century business practices so they can go back into their classrooms and help to guide the students to potential future employment. It's all about implementing the Academies of Racine in the fall of next year. Our AccuWeather forecast this afternoon, generally cloudy, very windy, high near 50. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.